I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Let me change my hat here for a moment. Hi, I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show, Utah's trusted source for everything home buying, building, and investing. And I'm your host, Heather Osmond, here today with Jeff Kaplan. Today we're talking about one of the most exciting new developments across the Wasatch Front. I'm joined by David Vitek, the owner of Candlelight Homes. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
We are so happy to have you back. Previously, you were on the KSL radio show with us, and we learned so much about technology, about your incredible new development. And Candlelight Homes is respected in Utah Home Building Organization. So we are so excited to have you. Number one, David, wanted to find out a little bit about Candlelight Homes and how did your company get started?
Well, that's a great story. You know, we started many years ago, about 15 years ago, and then at some point, a national home builder came and purchased us. And just about 3 years ago, maybe four actually, we looked at things and said, it's time to start building homes again. And but the truth is the stimulus for that was the community Firefly, and it happened to be about 3,000 acres of land that our group owned in Eagle Mountain. And we wanted to create a community specifically for children with this vision for helping children willingly and I guess wantingly put down their electronic devices and get outdoors and get reconnected with each other. And so Candlelight Homes was restarted about 4 years ago just with that purpose is to create this mission-driven community.
So whether you're looking for your dream home or exploring new communities, this Firefly subdivision is absolutely one of the most incredible subdivisions in all of Utah right now. How many lots do you have there?
Yeah, so I would take it a little further than subdivision. I would take it to it's a master plan community of just a little under 9,000 homes. And so it's almost like a city within itself. Again, it's in Eagle Mountain, and its vision is to create this place where kids willingly put down their devices. And what's so exciting is we now have about maybe about 50 to 60 families that have moved in, which equates to somewhere between 250 to 300 people living in the community. And to see the children running around and doing all these different things that we have to offer, whether it's at the skate park pump track or with our activities director and the three different activities she does a week with the children, it's been really exciting to see that vision of kids without devices in their hands come alive.
No doubt about it. So in Utah, there are lots of builders. There are lots of developments. What makes your development different, your master community, is that you have these open areas that are really community driven. You put your cell phones away and you get kids back outside and you get their parents back outside to actually associate with one another, which I think is so, so incredible. How did you go about even dreaming this up? How did that work?
Well, I think the ultimate inspiration for Firefly came from one of our partners on the land side who has since passed. And he had a vision of actually creating a city here in the United States that was really specifically designed and developed around the family. And so he had passed away, and when it was time to develop this project, we wondered, how do we honor him and his vision? And so it was, okay, how do we become family-centric, and what is most important to families today, mothers specifically? And what we discovered is it's really the amount of screen time our children are having, how much gaming they're doing, how much social media they're doing, and how much is that impacting their lives? And we realized to honor that partner's vision of creating a family-centric community, the best way to do it was to create a community that brings the family literally together and outdoors and socially engaged with their neighbors.
So let's paint a picture of the vision of the lifestyle that you're creating within this development. Let's talk about some of the activities and all of the new products that you've just incorporated. Like you have a bike park, a mountain bike park, correct?
Yeah, we have two things. We have what we call a wheels park, which really has a state-of-the-art, and I use that term, you know, really specifically because a state-of-the-art skateboard park that was designed specifically for multiple levels of ability. And so we see in our skate park, we see kids as young as 2.5, 3 years old learning how to do scooter or skateboarding on it in certain areas and certain routes within it. And then we see kids that are older, including parents, that are a little bit more advanced in their skill set, out there doing all kinds of advanced tricks and actions. And so along with that, the Wheels Park also has a pump track. And a pump track is really fascinating. That's for bicycling. And it's really, one in itself, pump tracks are their own sport. But then it's also a great way for young people and, again, their parents to learn the skills of mountain biking. And what that does is it prepares them then for our third feature, which is our downhill mountain bike park that we've built up in the hills on the west side of our project.
Okay, moms, I don't know about you, but, you know, there's one thing to just send your kids out to play, but there's another thing to send them out to this incredible community where you have other parents, other moms and dads out there on the bike park. Have your kids have something to do that they can actually, you know, enhance their skills and have a lot of fun and meet their neighbors. I think that's, you know, more important than ever. David, right now, the Parade of Homes is going on. It just started on Thursday. You have a model home and a parade home that is absolutely stunning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that parade home is really wonderful. It's our North Star plan. Total square footage is about 4,120 square feet. And I would challenge anybody to go out and see it because it's really, I think, we've got 5 model homes now. And each one is extraordinary. You've been through several of them and have commented on them in the past. But this one really is fantastic in the sense that it captures the history and the culture of the Cedar Valley, which is where Eagle Mountain is. And just some really extraordinary finishes and design ideas have been implemented into the home. And I think anybody that goes out will not be disappointed in that visit.
For sure. One thing that I was really surprised about is how close this community actually is. Oftentimes people think, you know, on the west side of Lehigh, you know, it's just so far off the beaten trail. But I was surprised when I drove out and it was, what, 8 minutes? I don't know. I guess it depends on how quickly you drive. But it wasn't really that far. It is very, very connected to all of the commercial developments. But it's still far enough away that you feel like you're getting away and unplugging, which is, you know, what the vision of this community is.
Yeah, I think that's a really wonderful observation. And I do remember the day that you came out there and you thought, when you looked at it on the map, boy, this is going to be out there. And then once you drove out there, you commented on how close it really was. And I think that's what's really unique about Firefly within Eagle Mountain is that there's sections of Eagle Mountain that are maybe more popular right now because they've been developed sooner and they're more full of much more traffic and homes and such. To get to those, which on a map looks much closer, actually takes you anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes longer because of the traffic you would have to go through to get there. But to get to Firefly, it's a very simple, clean shot, and people, every time they come out, they're amazed at how close it truly is versus what it looks like on paper.
So we've talked a little bit about the community and what that has to offer. But what I really love as an interior designer is the style of the homes. A lot of them are very, very fresh and updated models, beautiful design, great open floor plans so that when you're in the kitchen, you have these open concept great rooms and family rooms. The master bedrooms are incredible. In the models, you have washer and dryers in the walk-in closets, which I think is absolutely incredible. And I love how large the islands are. you can sit there and make pancakes and have all of your kids sit there and enjoy all of that. So it's just very conducive to food and family and very open concept, large windows that bring the outside in and the inside out.
Yeah. So we spent about 3 years developing all of our floor plans and updating existing floor plans to make sure that the homes really connected the family and had this open feel that when the children are doing their homework in one spot, mom and dad are still connected to them. And then most important, well, I don't know if it's more important than that, but equally as important is the connection to the outdoors. I don't think you'll find many homes that connect you to the outdoors as well as what we've got out at Firefly.
Today's guest is David Vitek. He is one of the owners of Candlelight Homes, which is one of Utah's largest home builders. His team has just launched a brand new subdivision in the beautiful Saratoga Springs and Eagle Mountain area called Firefly. And trust me, you're going to want to hear about this. Whether you're looking for a dream home or exploring new communities, this segment is one for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs on the very first day of the Parade of Homes. Heather, stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we had such a great time being involved in this year's Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We actually were involved with five different parade homes, and they are absolutely incredible. We're a little biased, but they're all very, very unique. Lots of different price points, lots of different plans, and this year's parade is incredible. It's record-breaking numbers already. There are 41 homes in the parade this year, and they range from $600,000 all the way up to $17 million. So, you know, you've seen that television show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Well, now you get to go walk these homes, and they're right here in Utah Valley. So definitely check that out. While I'm on this subject, if you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today and you mentioned that you heard this show today, please stop into the Orem or the Lehi store, and the first person that gets there will receive two free tickets. So check that out. They are valued at $50 for the pair, and you receive a free bag and a free lanyard, so that'll be really fun. Today, I am so happy to introduce David Vitek. He is one of the owners of Candlelight Homes, and we're talking about the homes that he is building in a brand new, gorgeous subdivision in the Eagle Mountain area. It's called Firefly. Welcome back, David.
Well, thank you. This is exciting.
Okay, let's talk about the homes. What types of floor plans are available at Firefly?
There's many types. There's really right now a home that fits every stage of life, whether you're just a young couple just getting started, whether you've started a family yet or not, or you just have a couple of little ones. We have amazing townhomes that live so well for young families. We're seeing more and more young people, because of affordability today, being able to move into our townhomes. And one of the things that was really delightful is we were in the home. I was at the home with a realtor and the buyers. I just happened to pop in, and the realtor was talking about how amazing the level of features that we put into our townhomes, how they're equivalent to what we put into our actual single-family detached homes. And so, yes, you can go buy a townhome for $380,000 and still have the same level of fine finishes that you're getting in a larger, more expensive home. And I think that's one of the unique features, not including our floor plans.
For sure. So I feel like these homes are really geared towards not only first-time home buyers, but also growing families, and then, you know, our retired community. We're getting older. Our kids are, this past week, I became an empty nester. I can't believe that. My youngest just graduated from high school. And I just want to simplify my life. And this community provides all of that. And I think as a grandparent, if you were to look at this community, you'd probably be the most popular grandparents in the world because of all the amenities that this neighborhood and community provides. What are some of the design trends and features that buyers in this area are most excited about right now?
Yeah, well, first, congratulations on being an empty nester. I just got to that point about a year ago.
It's awesome.
It's an adjustment, but it's exciting. And it's exciting to see that stage for our children. I think, you know, we could talk about the features of the homes. And I think the features are very unique. We've spent so much time in really working on developing and redeveloping these plans to make sure that they're meeting today's needs for families. But I do want to just shift gears, if that's okay, for a moment.
Of course.
Is that, you know, I go to every single closing that we have. So when a homeowner closes and the title company does that transaction, it happens in a conference room in our offices. And I go to every single one of those closings and I visit with the home who are now homeowners because they've signed their papers. And I ask them one question every time. And I ask them, what was the primary factor behind the decision to move to Firefly? And while they say Candlelight Homes builds beautiful, they say the number one driver, though, was this mission that we have, the mission of creating a place where their children get off their devices and where they, like I said earlier, willingly and wantingly get off of their devices. And I think that's really a special thing. And I think that's the secret sauce for people that are buying homes out at Firefly today.
Well, and I think that there's lots of homes to choose from. And whether you love the carpet color or the countertop or maybe it's the stainless steel appliances, when you're buying into a community, sometimes that's, you know, makes that area priceless. Yeah. You can't put money on that.
You know, you have a skate park, which is really cool. And kids are not going to be on their phones while they're skating. But there has to be other ways that you're keeping kids away from their devices voluntarily at the community. What do you got?
I have a young lady by the name of Aspen. And Aspen is our full-time activities director. And she does three different activities a week with the children. And yesterday was a really cool one that I think had over 40 children come to it, and it was water gun painting. And so they had canvas and they had water guns with paint.
That's
and
great.
it was extraordinary. And then last Saturday, I think it was, we had back to the skate park. We had a skate park pump track clinic, and a number of children and their parents were out there learning how to do that. And so 3 days a week, there's something new and exciting that each of the children can go out and do. And we're getting kids. Some days there's only maybe 15, 20 kids and their parents. And then there's other days where we get nearly 100 kids.
Absolutely incredible. Today's guest is David Vitek. He is one of the owners of Candlelight Homes. And not only are you building some of the most beautiful and innovative homes, but your community is really why people are buying there in Firefly. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
It's the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Durham, and this is the first day of the Parade of Homes.
Yes, this week has been a very, very busy week, and finally, we all get to take a nap. You know, the parade is now started. We're exhausted.
No, you do not. Stop.
You know, people say I run on a different, you know, battery pack than most, and I agree with that. You know, Jeff, I think you're right up there. And today's guest, David Vitek with Candlelight Homes. We just love what we do, and so it doesn't really feel like work. And so I would say that's definitely Osmond Designs right now. We're already on to the next projects. In fact, we are working on next year's Parade Homes, which is absolutely so much fun. I know. It's a sickness, Jeff, but it's good. It's been really, really good. Okay. If you are just joining us, I cannot stress enough that you need to go back to kslnewsradio.com and re-listen to the previous episodes, because David, the owner of Candlelight Homes, has been giving us so much incredible information about not only his homes that they're building in this brand new community, but also the events, the activities, the parks, you know, the community that you're also creating and investing in. And the word is out. The secret's out. People are going, and it's absolutely taking Utah by storm. This community is called Firefly. It is just west of Lehi in a community area, just right there in Eagle Mountain. It's really its own city right there, which is awesome. Let's talk again about some of the amenities that are currently there, and then maybe some of the amenities that you have planned that are in the works that we can tell our KSL friends about.
Oh, I'd love to do both those things. So right now, we have a lot of activities available, whether it's pickleball. We have 9 pickleball courts with 1 championship court in the middle. We have basketball courts. Then we have, of course, like we've mentioned, the pump track, the skateboard park, and the downhill mountain bike park, which all of those things are already being used. Now that school's out, every time I go out there, the families are out there in full force having a great time. Otherwise, they were out there in the evenings. And then what's exciting to talk about is in the near future, and I can't pin down the date today, but in the very near future, we're going to be introducing what's called the living room. And one of our partners within the Candlelight Homes team, Joe, is working really hard on designing a really incredible indoor-outdoor play facility for the families. And in this, they'll not only have just over-the-top type of play activities, but there'll be spaces for moms to gather and do what they want to do while the kids are off playing, maybe socialize without having to be right there in the mix of it all. And then, you know, places where we can host yoga classes for the children and for moms and dads and things of this nature. Really, I'm not doing it justice, because the level of amenitization that the living room is what we're calling it is going to have is, off the charts, I guess I'd say. And that's in the design phase right now. And we'll probably be seeing that in the relatively near future.
You have about, you said, 60 families, 250 people living in the community, and you plan to scale up to 9,000 homes. Do I have that right?
Just under.
What's the time frame for building out?
Yeah. So we've modeled it at about 15 to 20 years total build time. So I'll probably get to experience 7 more years of it.
So it's not going to be rapid, shocking growth for anybody who buys in.
No. I mean, like this year, our business plan is to close 150 homes. And next year, it's about 250. And we'll probably settle in at a pace of maybe somewhere around 350 to 400 homes a year. So not
manageable
crazy.
Growth.
Yeah, manageable over, you know, remember, on the residential side, over 2,300 acres of land. So it's not like everything's just getting jammed into one space. The important thing, too, is we haven't mentioned today, is that of that 2,300 acres, over 350, nearly 400 acres of it is contiguous parks, trails, and open space for the children to be able to get from one part of the community to the other safely through a network of parks and trails.
And when I was visiting, one thing I really noticed that I was impressed with is just how wide the sidewalks were. And when we were looking outside, you could see the kids riding bikes. It was just going back in time of how my childhood was, that you could go outside and play. And you have these incredible decks and porches and patios and all the good things where you could actually sit outside and wave to your neighbors. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah, we've tried really hard to make some of the outdoor living out the front of the home to bring back that time when moms and dads were out on the front porch and the kids were playing in the front yard. And, you know, we kind of think of this as a community where mothers can feel really comfortable that letting our children out when the sun comes up and waiting for them to come home when the streetlights come back on. And not really have to worry about them all that much.
That's a time before cell phones, too.
Correct. Yeah.
That's your memory. It's mine as well. Yeah.
Which was a wonderful time.
Be
right?
Home when the streetlights are on. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. That's when you know when dinner was, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, let's talk about smart home technology and energy efficiency. Those are two things that I know are very, very important to your business.
Yeah, very much so. And thank you for bringing that up. Home technology-wise, what's really exciting is that we're using a particular type of light switch program that's made by a manufacturer by, I believe the name is Deco. And these are really fascinating because each home comes with 10 of these programmable light switches that you can control. Now, this is where technology is good, where mom and dad can control the lights or whatever that switch is associated with from their phone, whether they're at home or whether they're somewhere else in the country, say. And that allows for just a smart home package that does so many things, and it's tied to a security system as well. And then one of the things that we're proud of is that we've made sure that every home has a tankless hot water heater. And over the last several years, the technology behind that has really gotten great. So water comes to you very quickly. Hot water comes to you very quickly. And so we're doing all kinds of things constantly to look at how do we make the home more energy efficient for the homeowner.
Okay, a couple things that I really loved as a mom is the kitchen islands are massive. They're incredible. They're the sizes of islands that you would see in multi-million dollar homes. For the size of these homes, they're absolutely just over the top. So impressive. Also, in a lot of the backsplashes, you have windows. So you're letting a lot of that natural light come in, which I think in a kitchen is so, so great. I also loved, okay, guys, listen up, the garage space. You have these cool shops that are part of the garages. You can almost park a golf cart in, or what, you're riding lawnmower. I mean, lots of different things. I think one of your models actually is displaying it as a bike shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's this additional section that we add to right off of a garage, adjacent to a garage. We don't even call it a garage. We call it the hobby shop. It functions that way. The one that we've built for the model homes is actually a bike shop with a bike wash and bike stands and all the tools and everything. It's really quite cool. And we did that with RE Cycles out of here in Utah. And those have been very popular with our home buyers. Any plan that offers that, most people are selecting it. It's really a neat space.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Some of the other things that I really loved about your community is, of course, just the design. All of the homes are very unique. So you can do custom or semi-custom, and your design center is very, very impressive for the size of home that you get to choose your exterior and your interior colors and the features that are associated with that. How does that process work? If you are a buyer, you come in for the first time, you buy a home, what happens next?
Yeah, you buy a home and you select obviously the floor plan and then the exterior elevation and exterior colors. And then you get to go to our design center. And in our design center, you will meet a team of professional designers that do a really, really wonderful job. And what I'm always so impressed with is I get out to the community several times a week and I go and I walk the homes while they're in construction. And what I think you saw this on our model homes, but this takes it to the next level where it's the families that are making the selections and being able to put them into their homes, is I walk these homes that families have designed for themselves. And I do feel like I'm walking a high-end custom home, maybe in Park City or something like that. And to know that we're able to do that at a really affordable price for families today, which is the biggest challenge in housing, is super cool.
What's the website?
Candlelighthomes.com.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Do you have the basic designs there, the basic floor plans of the home? Because obviously there's a lot of customization.
Yeah, so what you'd find there is a rendering of some of the elevations that are available, and you see all the base floor plans, and you may even be able to see the structural options that you are able to add. And our most popular is adding the sunroom to the home. And our sunrooms on many of the plans are unique in that their size for a sunroom in what I will refer to as production home building is really quite large, and people that we sell probably 80% of the homes with those sunrooms on them.
Yeah, somewhere between the great room and the sunroom, that's where all the activity takes place.
That and the kitchen island today.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I mean, so true. Yeah. What are some of the promotions and incentives going on besides the Parade of Homes right now at Firefly?
Well, tied to the Parade of Homes on our select quick move-in homes, we have 4.99% financing available on those. We also have, for the Parade of Homes, I think, which is really cool. So if you come out to, when you come out to Eagle Mountain and see the Candlelight Homes, Parade of Homes at Firefly, make sure you go next door to the model home next door and register for your chance to win scooters, skateboards, and mountain bikes. This year, we decided that the promotions should be around the activities that we do at Firefly. So we've partnered with some great partners in putting together really great skateboards, great mountain bikes, and great scooters.
Parade of Homes tickets are now available at Osmond Designs. They are discounted there, but it's your lucky day because if you walk in today and you mention that you heard this show on KSL, the first person that mentions that will receive two free tickets to go see Firefly, this incredible community out in the Eagle Mountain area. Today's guest is David Vitek, one of the owners of Candlelight Homes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we are celebrating the Parade of Homes this week. I know it's a big shocker. We're talking about it again, but it is finally up and going and it is the hottest ticket in town. So you definitely want to come and view all of the 41 homes that are associated with the parade this year. The most incredible home is over $17 million, you guys. It is absolutely stunning in the heart of Orem, Berkshire's neighborhood. And you may or may not even receive a crumble cookie when you walk through that home. I'm just saying. So it's definitely worth the view. However, today we have David Vitek, and he has one of the most impressive communities in all of Utah, just west of Lehigh in the Eagle Mountain area, also right there by Saratoga Springs, if you're familiar with that area. And David is the owner of Candlelight Homes, and you have a beautiful parade home, and it gives you an excuse to go see this entire community that we've been talking about today. David, tell us a little bit about your parade and your community.
Well, so we're just so excited to be able to be in the Utah Parade of Homes for the second time, where last year we won Judge's Choice Award for our home. We're waiting until, I think, Monday to find out how we did this year. I think coming out, you'll be able to see our Parade of Homes and still be able to walk additionally four additional models that are really, as Heather has mentioned, really wonderful and have some really cool features. I think the most exciting thing, though, is really when you get there, you get to come out and experience what Life Unplugged at Firefly is really like. Last night I received two emails from existing homeowners who they opened up their emails with how delighted they are to have their children growing up in a community like this, like we talked about in the last segment about being able to go outside when the doors swung open in the morning and come back when the streetlights come on. And then I just wanted to give a shout out to you and Jeff that I was in a national park a week or two ago, standing in line to get into the visitor center when there was a family speaking about Firefly. And when we dug into it, they learned about it on the Jeff Kaplan show. And so that was really cool. And what it was so interesting is it was a woman maybe my age who was a grandmother of this family who what she was most excited about was that we had homes designed specifically for them so that they could move out here with their families and be near their grandkids and have this available for their grandkids. And so we're hoping, better yet, we're looking forward to when that family from Kaysville moves down to Eagle Mountain and is living the Life Unplugged.
Who could you be talking about?
Who would that be? Who would that be? You know, all of us have a dream to one day be a homeowner. And to accomplish that, you have to get money. Central Bank is the proud sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. We love being associated with them. They have been in business for 130 years. And not only do they provide financing for new homes, but they also provide financing for commercial, for cars. They have a youth savings plan. And they are such great partners here in Utah. They're our neighbors and friends. And so thank you again, Central Bank, for your support in sharing these great messages about real estate in the Utah community. And we love, love, love them. So thank you very much. Okay, David, Candlelight Homes, how do people find you?
Candlelighthomes.com. And then just hop in the car and drive out to Firefly. Directions are there on our website. And there's great signage to help you along the way. But I think you'd be really, I think everybody that visits is just amazed at what they get to see and experience. And so I encourage everybody to come out and visit us at Firefly.
And you're also on social media. I personally follow your Instagram and your Facebook, and it's quite fun, quite entertaining to see all of the fun events that your program director there that plans all of these activities, not only for kids, but for moms and dads, so that this community can have activities to get kids off their devices and outside.
Yeah, I think one of the great ways to experience before coming out there what's going on is to go to our social media at Candlelight Homes and Firefly.Utah on Instagram and Facebook and see some of these. Every activity that we have with the children is posted on social media for people to be able to see the fun that these kids are having without devices in their hands. And every one of these activities has also got an educational experience or a component to it. So when we were doing a sculpting class, they learned about Michelangelo. When they were doing painting, they were learning about Monet. And one of the big ones we did was the egg drop, where they learned about the science and physics behind packaging an egg and dropping it off of a 30-foot ledge. So there's all kinds of really neat things. It's play with a really neat educational component mixed into everything.
And what's the timeline? If someone wants to come in and build a home, do you have any existing homes that are available?
Certainly we do. We have many homes, whether it's a townhome or a single family home, from a townhome around maybe 1,500 square feet all the way to a home that's a little over 4,000 square feet. We have all of those available today. We have quick move-ins, and then you can also pick a lot and design and build your own home.
And what's the price range for people?
My gosh. So I mentioned before, you can get into a townhome for just about $365,000 and then be up into the on our acre lots over $1 million.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Signing off, Jeff Kaplan, Heather Osmond. See you next week.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.